And welcome back to Side 2 of this cassette, the DX Audio Service for July 1985. I'm Fred Vobey reporting. Now let's toss the microphone up to the great state of Michigan with Mr. Bob Walker reporting on the domestic DX Digest column. Bob?
Thanks, Fred. Hello, everybody. Welcome to a midsummer edition of domestic DX Digest here on the DX Audio Service. Some special items first we'll take a look at. A 960 WHYL in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, was forced off the air on May the 1st due to a fire destroying their transmitter building. They had been noticed back on the air in late May, however, with a slightly weaker signal than before, but still fairly audible. On 1190 KPZE in Anaheim, California, the all-new K-Praise with Religion and also IDing as the Praise of 1190 has been heard. Of course, they're the XKEZY. On 1380, WAVI in Portsmouth, New Hampshire was noted with their new calls. They're the former WBBX. Also on 1380, KBAE in Everett, Washington was noted with rock music, IDing as the all-new Magic 1380. And a fair signal. Of course, they're the former KRKO, as you heard in AM Switch. On 1500, a very recent change here in the Detroit area where we're taping this, as WLQV drops their religious format to simulcast with their FM sister station and retake the calls WCZY. The station will be simulcasting the CHR-FM for about 3 months, and then they'll be going to their own personality format throughout the day. Their schedule will remain the same, though, with a 6 a.m. sign-on and a 12 midnight sign-off. On 1580, WEAM in Columbus, Georgia, has been noted with NBC News and a full data sign-off with the Lord's Prayer, some recorded religion and gospel songs. WEAM has been WEAM since April the 1st when they were WIZY. And on 1600, KEED, Eugene, Oregon, was noted good over several stations with country music. They're the former Cash Radio, KASH. One DX test item to report in the past this month's edition of the DX Audio Service, 1030 KCTA in Corpus Christi, Texas, that April 15th DX test, again not heard by another DXer. This time it was Morris Sorensen in Milton, Ontario, who noted that only thing he heard was WBZ in the clear. A couple of frequency checks to take note of. On 1520, WCHE in Westchester, Pennsylvania, has been noted with test tones and IDs. Time they've been noted has been from about 12:30 until almost 1:30 in the morning. This is on a Monday morning. This was noted on May the 20th. Also on May the 20th, which I believe makes it the third Monday of the month, on 1590, WFTH in Richmond, Virginia was noted. They were on the air from a quarter until 1 o'clock in the morning until well after 1 with symphony music and an ID at the end and a list of given selections played. WFTH, I don't know if some of you may remember from years past when they were rocking on 1590 under a different call sign, was a very regular frequency check that was heard throughout a good portion of the eastern United States. A station that was on the air recently for an equipment test, which I think many DXers heard during the hurricanes a couple of months ago, on 1580, WJIK in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. They were noted with an equipment test with gospel music, some test tones, and IDs. This on May the 12th by Kermit Gary from 1:15 until after 1:30 Eastern Time. Some pirate stations to note for those of you taking interest. On 1610, an un-ID'd station. On May the 13th, a male voice repeating weather for the Chicagoland area at 0100, mentioning a, quote, member of some radio network. Very weak under WXT 613. That's the Cincinnati National Weather Service, not really the Cincinnati National Weather Service station, but the Cincinnati Travelers Information Station at the Greater Cincinnati Airport, Jerry Starr noted this. On 1619, a couple of reports for Radio North Coast International on May the 5th and May the 18th, they were heard in Louisville, Kentucky by Dick Truax on May the 5th with many IDs, the Minnesota address given, and they switched to 1619 at midnight 15 with a weak signal. They said they were broadcasting from the SS Sphincter somewhere on the Great Lakes. And on May the 18th, Jerry Starr heard them from 2304 until 2329 with a program of unusual music hosted by Captain Willie. It was a fair signal with a little fading and again a Minnesota address drop box given for reception reports. Finally, on 1622, WKUE was heard on May the 19th by Jerry Starr from 08 hours until midnight 30 with the greatest hits of all time, rock oldies from the 60s with Mr. Coffee as the DJ. They were loud here with some excellent modulation, Jerry reports, and Jerry also believes this guy may be heard up in the shortwave bands as well. And we are coming to an end of a midsummer edition of the DX Audio Services Domestic DX Digest. Until next month, Bob Walker here, giving it back to you, Fred.
Thank you very much, Bob. I'd like to personally thank Bob Walker for all the help that he has provided in putting together some of the DX Audio Services for the past couple of months. Bob lived very close to me up there in the Westland area. He lived in Walled Lake, which was approximately 10 miles north of me. So there were many nights when Bob came over and helped write and produce many of these sections of the DX Audio Service. So again, Bob, thanks a lot for your help, and hopefully if we get our phone patch all set up for next month, we'll have Bob back with the Domestic DX Digest column and some news information via telephone. Which reminds me that if you wish to send in something by telephone, there is a very easy way of doing that. Usually in the evening time between 6 and 9 p.m., I am home here, and you can contact me by telephone, and I can throw up a tape real quick and record your report off the telephone. So if you want to send in something to be heard on the DX Audio Service, you can call me at area code 419-224-1335. And please don't call after 9 o'clock at night because I tend to be an early riser. But anytime between 6 and 9 Eastern time is pretty much okay. I'd like to move on to the muse section here of the audio service. Received two muses. First of all, from Ron Clark, who reports that WRUA at 1510 in Monroeville, Pennsylvania, has been silent since April 4th of 1985. So there's one station out of the way that might help you with a low Beaver DX, and also WAJE 1580 in Evansburg, Pennsylvania, has been silent for the last 6 months or so. So two stations there which are silent, which should help you out with your DX if they have been a problem in the past. Also, Ron reports that per Jerry Starr's AM switch column, WCCS has switched to 1160 in Homer City and is on the air 24 hours. So there's one to listen for. Add another one to your log. WCCS, 1160 Homer City, Pennsylvania. Ron also wrote in that he uses a Panasonic RF2200 and was wondering if any members have ever hooked up a loop to the RF2200, or if a blind person can do it very easily. Personally, Ron, I have not worked with the RF2200, so I can't really answer your question. For your information, what I use here at my home for my DXing and air checking and everything, I have a McKay-Dimick AM5, which I use for more quality broadcasts, and then I also have the Uniden CR2021, which you may have heard went for around $89 about 6 months or so. I picked up one of those, which seems to be a pretty good receiver for the money. Also, I use a McKay Dimick loop for an antenna. Ron also made mention about the fact that he'd like to hear some IDs of stations. Well, it just so happens, Ron, that we contacted a good friend of ours, John Bowker, who lives in Princeton Junction, New Jersey, and he's going to provide us with top-of-the-hour IDs on many of the DX audio services in the very near future. Hopefully, also, I will provide some IDs of here of the local Lima Land stations, which there aren't too many AMs. In Lima, there's only two AM stations, WIMA 1150 and WCIT at 940, which is a daytime station. So we'll get some IDs on you on the tape, probably the next edition, and hopefully we can get some IDs from your part of the country, Ron, as well as other parts of the country. Ron also expressed some interest in finding out from members and other people about DX equipment, what other people use, and also what is new on the market. So if anyone knows, why not submit something to the DX audio service as in the form of a muse? Also, Ron said he liked a little Lee Allen there. Hopefully, if we have time at the end of this side, I'll put some Lee Allen on. If not, we'll figure out something. Some Lee Allen, vintage Lee Allen from WXYZ and also from the WNIC reunion. Thanks a lot, Ron, for writing into the audio service. Hope we can answer some of your questions in the near future. I'd like to turn the microphone over now to Mike Dukin, who's putting together a muse here at the studios of WOJB-FM, which is public radio. It's near Hayward, Wisconsin. So, Mike, take it away.
Hiya, friends. This is Mike Dukin speaking to you from Ladysmith, Wisconsin. Here are a few things that I've been monitoring and air-checking the last few months, one of which is a relatively new radio station that came on within a couple of months. On June 3rd, radio station WOGO in Halley, Wisconsin, kicked off what they call a revolutionary new format. They call it Clean Country, which is pretty much country music with a gospel flavor. Halley is located near Chippewa Falls, which serves a medium-sized market of the Eau Claire-Chippewa Falls area in northwestern Wisconsin. WOGO officially came on the air with test signals on December 26th, and the first voice announcements that came over the airwaves happened on Friday the 28th, and this is what it sounded like.
This is radio station WOGO, Halley, Wisconsin, operating at 680 kilohertz under test conditions as specified by the Federal Communications Commission. WOGO, Halley. This is radio station WOGO, Halley, Wisconsin, operating at 680 kilohertz under test conditions as specified by the Federal Communications Commission, Washington, D.C. WOGO, Halley.
During the time period between January and June 3rd, WOGO was on the air daily with frequent station IDs along with music of classical, inspirational, and easy listening music. And one of the more interesting things is they were bringing such things as real old American Airlines radio programs with Fred Callen doing the announcing. Some of you might know Fred Callen through some of the National Public Radio NPR Playhouse programs that he's on and some of the concert series that National Public Radio brings. WOGO is the AM station to WWIB-FM, Ladysmith, which is the 100,000-watt Christian Voice to Northwestern Wisconsin, and they've been on for about 15 years or so. A couple other stations that I've been monitoring as well has been WMIN in Maplewood, Minnesota, suburban Twin Cities. WMIN is on the air at 10:30 on the AM dial. At one time they were at 10:10, but they moved to 10:30 to have a power increase, supposedly to 5,000 or 50,000 watts as soon as the station changes ownership. But in the meantime, WMIN is on with country music, a basic country music format, except for a few interesting ethnic programs on weekends, including a two-hour Spanish language program on Saturday mornings, a German program on Sundays at about 12 noon, and also on Sundays, a program in one of the Southeast Asian dialects. Also, another set of call letters has resurrected. WKBH in La Crosse, Wisconsin, not necessarily in my local area, though, has returned to the airwaves. At one time, WKBH was on at 1410 kilohertz, but in about 1969 or so, they changed their call letters to WIZM, which they are presently at this time. WKBH has returned to the air at 1570 on the AM dial with the slogan, "We bring it all back to you, WKBH AM Stereo 16, with nostalgic-type music." Well, that's pretty much the way things stand around here. I am using, for a receiver, the ever-popular Panasonic RF2400, which works rather well here in northern Wisconsin. I'm into collecting ear checks from different parts of the country, so if any of you out there would like to correspond with me, I'd be very willing to do that, whether it's to share to share stations and DXing from my area with anybody else. I'd be willing to do that. I can be reached. My name is Mike Dukin, spelled D-U-K-I-N, and my address is 421 East Lake Street, and that's Ladysmith, Wisconsin. Ladysmith spelled the way it sounds, and the zip code is 54848. That's Mike Dukin, 421 East Lake Street, Ladysmith, Wisconsin, and the zip code is 54848. And that's going to do it from this end. Until we talk to you again next time, this is Mike Dukin reporting for the DX Audio Service, saying 73s and good DX.
Thank you very much for your muse there, Mike, and it's good to hear you right here on the DX Audio Service. Remember, if you'd like to contribute material to the muse section, it's very easy to do so. All you have to do is either just drop me a cassette like Mike did, or write your material down, and I'll read it right here on the service. Again, the address is 706 McKenzie, spelled M-C, capital K-E-N-Z-I-E, in Lima, Ohio, L-I-M-A, and the zip code is 45805-1835. That's our zip plus 4. Also, if need be, you can send it by telephone. As soon as I get the telephone patches all hooked up, you can call and send a feed down the line to me. Area code 419-224-1335. I'd like to turn now to several magazines which have some interesting articles in them, which I thought you might find some interest in. First of all, in Radio World magazine comes news that Advanced Digital Group has designed, tested, and is in the process of mass manufacturing promotional AM stereo receivers with a multi-system capability. These receivers can decode the Kahn-Hazeltine transmissions, and by a manual switch can also become compatible with the Motorola, Harris, and Magnavox systems. The model AMS-10 has a frequency response greater than 7 kHz, and some of its other features include automatic on-off when headphones are in use, dual volume controls for proper channel balance, and a stereo indicator light that works on both pilot tones, enabling the user to determine the proper position of the transmission decoding switch. The suggested retail for the AMS-10 is going to be $39.95, but ADG is offering broadcasters the sets for promotional reasons for $20. Now, for more information, you can call Bruce Dorfman at ADG, and their telephone number is area code 203-853-3575. For those of you that aren't necessarily pleased with the quality of radios and electronic equipment, perhaps you can have a voice in what's to come in the future. Electronic equipment manufacturers comprise the Washington, D.C.-based Electronic Industries Association, otherwise known as the EIA. EIA, through its Audio Systems Committee, is involved with writing measurement standards for CD players, according to EIA Engineering Vice President Ed Tingley. The organization also has developed interim standards regarding tape recorder measurements and car audio, which includes interface standards for varying components, he adds. EIA is also working on the issue of producing AM radios designed for when the band is opened up to broadcasters later this decade. EIA is located at 2001 I Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C., and their telephone number is area code 202-457-4900. For some of us, you might have not heard Radio Marty as of yet. Well, on May 20th, 1985, at 9:30 UTC, Radio Marty beamed its first broadcast to Cuba and finally became a reality 4 years after it was first proposed. I, for one, have not heard Radio Marty as of yet. Of course, I haven't had much time to listen for it. However, in the current Shortwave Guide magazine, there's a listing of the frequencies for Radio Marti broadcasts and their times. So let me give those to you right now, and perhaps you can add another one to your log. On the AM band, Radio Marti broadcasts from 0930 to 1700 UTC on 1180 kHz, and then again from 2030 to 0300 UTC. The 1180 kHz frequency beams an impressive 50,000 watts out of Marathon Keys, Florida. On the shortwave side, several frequencies, several times, and numerous powers. First of all, from 0930 to 1200 UTC on 6075 kHz with 250,000 watts. Then on 1200 to 1400 UTC on 9570 kHz with again 250,000 watts. At 1400 to 1730 UTC, you can find them on 11815 kHz with 500,000 watts. Then from 2030 to 2300 UTC, they move up a little bit to 11960 kHz with 500,000 watts. Finally, Radio Marti can be heard at 2300 to 0300 UTC on 9660 kHz with 250,000 watts. And I'm not sure exactly if some of those are paralleled with the AM outlet. Reception reports and other correspondence can be sent to Radio Marti in care of the United States Information Agency, Washington, D.C., 20547. Several years ago, the FCC did away with certain costs for filing applications. Well, this year they're proposing to start that back up again. The following is a price schedule, more or less, of what the FCC plans to charge. For commercial TV stations, new and major changes, they're going to have an application fee of $2,250. Minor changes application fee will only be $500. If it goes to a hearing, it'll cost $6,000, and the license fee itself is $150. Now, for commercial radio stations, new and major changed CPs, the application fee for an AM station is going to be $2,000. An application fee for an FM station will be $1,800. The hearing charge will be $6,000. The license fee for AM will be $325. License fee for FM will be $100. And directional antenna license fee for AM stations will be $375. Well, as I said before, I have a Uniden CR2021 radio, which did appear in some different companies at about $89. I unfortunately had to pay a little bit more. I ended up paying $109 from Olson Radio up in Detroit when they were made available through Olson dealers in the area. However, a lot of times you don't know exactly where to go to find different equipment. So what I'd like to do is mention a few companies which deal in DX equipment. We're not necessarily endorsing them, nor does the DX Audio Service put them on for any paid reasons. It's just a fact that these are companies which do have a majority of the better radios for DX. And, of course, in the next issue, if anyone else knows of any other companies which deal in radios and stuff, please drop us a card or a letter and let us know, and we'll pass, of course, the information on to you here on the audio service. But here's a few places you might want to try if you're looking for a new radio or some equipment. The first is a company called the Shortwave Store, which is located at N4561 Circle Drive, and that's in Cambridge, Wisconsin, Cambridge, and zip code is 53523. Another company is Universal Shortwave Radio, which is located down here by me at 1280, that's 1280 Ada, A-I-D-A Drive, and that's in Reynoldsburg, Reynoldsburg, Ohio. And their zip code is 43068. They also have a telephone number, of area code 614-866-4267. You also might want to try Grove Enterprises Incorporated. That's G-R-O-V-E. They're located at 140 Dog Branch Road. That's D-O-G, just Dog Branch, B-R-A-N-C-H, Road, and Department U, Brasstown, North Carolina. That's B-R-A-S-S-T-O-W-N, North Carolina, 28902. Their telephone number is area code 704-837-9200. They also have a toll-free Watts line for a catalog of 1-800-438-8155. I'd also like to point out that the Electronic Equipment Bank also has several pieces of DX equipment. The Electronic Equipment Bank is located at 516 Mill Street Northeast, and that's in Vienna, Virginia, V-I-E-N-N-A. And their zip code is 22180. Their telephone number, they have a toll-free Watts line of 1-800-368-3270. Or if you're calling from Virginia, the telephone number, or to Virginia maybe, is 703-938-3350. So there's four companies which deal in different pieces of equipment for the DXer, and we're not necessarily endorsing them, but just want to bring them to your attention. If you ever should need equipment, you can call the companies and check out prices and see what they have. And, of course, if you know of any of the companies which deal in radios and antennas and equipment for the DXers, please pass their names, addresses, and phone numbers on to us, and we'll put them right here on the DX Audio Service.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Jim Edwards on the Detroit Reunion Weekend on WNIC WNIC-FM, Dearborn, Detroit.
The Detroit Reunion Weekend, WNIC.
It's 6 o'clock in Detroit, 5 o'clock in Bettersnot, Arkansas. I'm Big Jim Edwards, going back one more time.
Ever since we ran the thing about reunion weekends, we've had several positive comments concerning wanting a little bit more of some of those reunion tapes. Well, to finish up this edition of the DX Audio Service, here's some more of the WNIC Jock Reunion. See you next month.
I like that. Mickey Shore will be coming up on WNIC at the conclusion of the Detroit Reunion Weekend. We'll have Mickey on long before the days of the Tape Shack, one of the true Detroit legends, tonight, 7 p.m.
WNIC. All weekend long, it's WNIC's Reunion Weekend. Yesterday, we heard Scotty Regan, Bill Gable, Hal Martin, Supermax, and Lee Allen. And coming up at noon, right after Dick Clark, it's Tom Shannon, followed by Gary Burbank, Jim Edwards, and Mickey Shore. The Detroit Reunion Weekend, from Detroit's One, for more
music
and more fun.
The Detroit Reunion Weekend, WNIC.
That's why the lady is a tramp.
It's a million-dollar weekend here on WNIC, and I'm just a small part of it. My name is Lee Allen. We'll be here with you until midnight tonight. What's buzzing? Something's buzzing. I often wonder when I come back and do these things every now and then, every year or two or three or four or something, if there are people who are listening. Did you ever listen to somebody on the radio and you want to, and you'd like to talk back to them because you know them or you met them somewhere, somehow, sometime? Wouldn't it be nice if radio was two-way?
Could be the Dancing Domes in Mount Clemens, probably. Ladies and gentlemen, I said that purposely. Seated next to me, he's about 8 feet above me, even sitting down, is Big Jim Edwards.
And whatever
Jim,
happened to the Dancing Domes in Mount Clemens when we really need them? Let's have a Tom Shannon caravan in there.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Bill Gable on WNIC's Detroit Reunion Weekend.
25 minutes after 1 o'clock, and are we having fun yet? Yeah, at least I am. I'm having a good time. The Detroit Reunion Weekend, and we're here till 4 o'clock, and Hal Martin in a little bit later. What year is this out, Tom? They all run together for me, you know, 1974, I believe, and the Doobie Brothers. WNIC. Oh, yeah. Little superstition there. Are you superstitious? No, you're not superstitious, are you? This is your old buddy Max Kinkle here. Super Max back on top of the Motor City Rock. WNIC.
WNIC. Reunion weekend. This is Scotty Regan. Good to be back in Detroit. 20 years ago that I first came on the scene here. 7 years since I moved away. I live in New York now with my wife, Elizabeth, and she's going to be listening to this tape, so I this show, so I want to say hi to her.
Happy trails to you!
Hear that? Hundreds.